It is 2:15 on a Wednesday, so let's live rent-free.
That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. You want to share whatever's been running around your noggin for however many days, weeks, months, whatever, years, doesn't matter. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. And let's start with the good P1s. And this is from Colton. He says, "Hey, boys. My name's Colton, longtime listener. What is stuck rent-free in my head is always when someone uses the word free."
Okay.
Just like we do in this segment, rent-free. And every time I hear the word free, I sing F-R-E-E, creditreport.com. I sing that jingle every time I hear the word. I say it so much, it's ingrained in my system at this point. Love you, boys. Stay hard. Colton. And I didn't know exactly which one he was talking about, but there was a series of freecreditreport.com commercials on TV. I went on YouTube. There's like 9 of them.
Okay, yeah.
And they're all very good jingles. And I think this is the one that he was talking about where it spells out F-R-E-E, free.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact. F-R-E-E, that spells free. Creditreport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. F-R-E-E, that spells free. Creditreport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment.
And it feels like these
the member berries.
These were very big in the aughts, maybe the early teens. But yeah, they're all good. If you go on YouTube, there's like one link where it shows all 9 of them.
Yeah.
And whoever came up with those, low-key great.
Was this the Singing Pirates one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one that stands out the most.
Right.
And that band actually sounds pretty cool. Like, I'm not sure who it is, but I would listen to their stuff because that was a really catchy song.
Yeah, it's the same group of dudes in the band in every commercial. So thank you, Colton.
Love it.
Thanks for those member berries. Let's move on to Dean. Dean says, "Afternoon, boys." Sent this in a couple of weeks ago. "So many ticketisms live rent-free in my brain, but one that pops into my head the most often is hitting the post. I've heard a number of ticket guys use this term throughout the years. In radio lingo, I understand it to mean the person doing the live read coming out of commercial break syncs the end of their read with the end of the music bed, or whenever the lyrics of the music hit. Hitting the post in my world often means that I walk into the kitchen or laundry room right before the oven, air fryer, or washing machine goes off. It can also mean that I'm listening to America's favorite radio station on the Sports Day app, and I perfectly skip over the commercials right to the beginning of a segment or ticker. No offense to the wonderful ticket sponsors. Have a good one, boys. Queef, P1 Dean in White Settlement."
There's for Dutch, it's a shot on goal.
Yeah. You don't necessarily want to hit the post in hockey, but yes, hitting the post in life, it's the greatest feeling. Like as a board op, if you play the song and the bed hit or the bump ends right when the lyrics start, or if you're in your car, like if you're listening to a song and you get out of your car, you get out of your car right when the song ends. Such a good feeling. The best feeling in the world. You can't explain the hitting the post in radio, but it's
but honestly,
feels like a skill.
If a song is so good, you will stay in your driveway or parked in your car listening to the end of it.
That's not hitting the post, though.
No, it's not.
No.
But there's also something great about that. Or like, you don't want to turn it away from a segment. Like,
right.
Like, say E! News is on in the afternoon. I'll sit in my car and finish E! News, and I'll just be in my garage.
Yeah.
My kids are like, "What the hell are you doing in there?"
Yeah, I did that with Fernando Mendoza on the Hardline a couple days ago. I was like, "All right, this will probably be like 10 minutes. I'll just stay
here."
Did
we just learn that Sean is parking his car in the garage while it runs?
Yeah, just starts coughing.
Like, oh, this is, we're going to double up here. It's a long segment.
Well,
turn your car off, Sean.
Well,
you can leave it on.
I don't have it. The garage. Keep
Dad,
it open.
Sean.
Yeah.
Just got the hose going in there.
I think the one life.
No funeral tape to my back.
Hit the post that I can do is I feel really confident in when a game, whether it's basketball or football or whatever, goes to halftime, because I don't really care about the halftime shows. I'll flip around. And I feel like I know exactly when to tune back.
Okay.
And it goes back to the second half.
Or if you're watching something on DVR and you just fast forward through the commercials and then you hit play like
right as it's coming back,
that feels so good.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to go back or forward anymore. Boom. Just hitting the post.
It is good. Or just
it's the sweet spot.
That's the sweet spot.
Or like a timeout like during a game and they don't even go to commercial, but you know how much time you have to go grab a drink or a snack
from
the kitchen.
That's my my life hack for going to hockey games. If you have to go to the bathroom, the first non-icing whistle after 14, 10, and 6, that's the TV timeout. So just go up, go to the bathroom, go to a drink, go get you a drink.
Luckily, in Big Mac Suite, the bathroom's right around the corner.
It's very close. Yes, yeah. We are very close to the ice. We just have to wear a jacket or something because it's so cold.
All right. Let's see here. Let's go to P1 Kevin. Kevin has a handful of things, and I'm going to need some help with this because I'm not totally positive. He says, hello. There are two rent-free submissions plus a bonus quasi-Mondegreen.
Ooh, okay.
We do love the nice
like
Mondegreen.
That.
He says, ticket-related. And I have no recollection of this whatsoever, so if you do, please let me know. Fill me in. Corby and Danny conversation that gave us the guttural delivery of the word commodity. Cannot hear the word without following it up in my head with that delivery.
Commodity.
What are we talking about?
That happened a long... That was before me, I think. But
yeah, it's been
I
around
know,
for a while.
That was old Hardline, maybe 2.0 with Corby, Mike, and Danny. And if they said commodity, they would all follow it up with commodity.
Commodity.
But I don't think there's a drop or any
audio involved. I can remember in my brain hearing them explain why, but for the life of me, I can't remember where that was. Okay. And I've texted Corby to see if he can clarify, but he must not get cell service on the chopper.
I don't know. Because my first thought is like when they were doing the fake Dawson's Creek or, you know, Felicity. That's what I think of. But, okay, I'm glad that that's a ticket thing that is out there. I'm just...
We'll try to get answers at why today doesn't suck when they're in here.
If the chopper makes it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, non-ticket related, I cannot say the word combination without immediately thinking or saying aloud the word that is slightly stretched out rhythm from the Das Racist song, Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
A masterpiece of a song.
I feel like I don't... I know of this reference. I don't think I know of this song.
Do you know
this is a blind spot for me,
man,
I believe.
We might have to do this at the next ticket stock. So the whole lyrics, it's one guy saying, I'm at the Pizza Hut, I'm at the Taco Bell, I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Okay.
And they go back and forth saying that for about 5 minutes. Here it is.
Who says lyricism's dead?
It's two friends. It's late at night. They've probably had some marijuana or some drinks, and they're looking for each other. They can't find each other. And one is at the Pizza Hut combination.
You're such a narc, Mino.
Pizza Hut and Taco
Pastor
Bell.
Mino.
And the other one is at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
These boys did some pot.
On Jamaica Avenue, and they can't find each other.
Poor KFC guy didn't even get a call.
I know.
You know, I'm kind of glad I had no idea what that really was.
This is very mid-aughts stoner music, okay, is what it was.
You and Ryan were into that a couple of years ago.
We had
you and Ryan met
at Ticket Stock. I had the Pizza Hut, and he had the Taco Bell shirt.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Just a rewind, Corby texted me back finally. He said the commodity thing came from a drunken Diamond Talk phone call from Dave Lane in 2001.
Commodity.
So I guess like Groobs, he called into Diamond Talk, and I don't know if he was talking about some player or what, but he said he was a commodity, and now they say it like that.
That's awesome. Okay. Thank you, Corby, for responding.
All right.
All right. He says, bonus Mondegreen. Did George subconsciously express exhaustion with the Ticket Stock song this year in the promo? It doesn't take much to hear a lazy F-bomb delivered in the chorus with Come On In, It's Time Again, F Ticket Stock.
I might need to hear this.
I don't think I hear this. I've heard this probably a billion times so far. Never once have I thought that there was a low-key cuss word happening in this song.
Let's see.
And we didn't cue it up, I don't think.
Oh, darn it.
But guess what?
So he says two ticket stock, right?
He says
come on
four ticket stock.
for ticket stock.
It's time once again for ticket stock.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think George, of all people, is going to work in a sly F-bomb.
Like, he just really doesn't want to do the song
just
anymore.
Nuke, yeah, ticket stock.
So he wrote a song for ticket stock to never do
but
another ticket stock song again.
And a brilliant.
Well, Kevin, hopefully we cleared some things up there.
Maybe we can hear that in the one of the 200 times we hear it today.
Well, we can ask Jubb next because we do have some
That's true.
Jubb on the way. But finally, let's go to P1 Scott, who is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He says, sweetest of spots. Just missed this week's edition, but I recently onboarded a customer with the first name Ricky, and we talk at least once a week. Every time he calls, I answer, hey, Ricky, do you need to take a... All of that runs through my head every time we talk, and I always do it in fake Grego, hey, Ricky. Thanks, boys. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this was late 90s probably, maybe early aughts. As Gordo was doing his fake Hammer with Corby in a pre-recorded bit where Hammer was so weirded out by the new competition we had in town that he felt like we needed to do 14 overcussers per show. And go ahead and just spin a little bit of this if you can, Ham.
All right, screw that. I don't know how to play guitar anyway. All right, listen. You're working on what?
I'm working on the overcuss.
Let me do some overcussing, brother. I'll do some overcussing.
That's actually a good idea.
All right,
I'm going to the locker room.
All right, let's do an overcusser right now. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, we don't have time to actually. You got to go into a locker room.
How am I supposed to get an athlete? That's not my job.
Just go into a locker room.
All right, we'll practice one.
Okay, we'll practice one. I'll tell you what. I'll just be some spare to fair. Just pretend like I'm Ricky Henderson, okay?
All right.
And you can overcuss Ricky Henderson.
All right. Here it goes. I'm going to take a more active role in this. Okay. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
You.
No, hang on. That's not what you need to
What's
do.
What's wrong? Wait, that wasn't good?
No, you need to ask a question.
Oh, okay. Ask a question. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Greg Williams for the ticket.
Right.
Ricky, do you need to take a s***? Do you take a s***?
Grego.
You got s*** in your ass?
Man.
What?
That's a question, yes, but
right?
You might want to use a sports angle. That normally works. You want to make
a normal
question and just pack it with curse words.
All right, like what?
A good example would be Ricky Henderson. He's the all-time stolen base leader. So just... ask him somehow a question about stolen bases and just throw a couple of F-bombs and S-bombs in there. It's really easy.
Okay. Hey, Ricky. Greg Hammer, AM13.
Hey, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, you're like the all-time base dealer.
Right.
Does that make you want to f*** me?
Yeah. Oh, incredible. The ender of that, too, which gets really...
I don't know if we should hear that in 2026.
Have you ever let a monkey blank in your...
Okay.
Which, by the way, if you dig deep enough in the system, you can find the unedited version of that bit.
Really?
And it is shocking.
Well, you should...
I'd have to do that in the break.
You should record that and play it for the P1s at Ticket.